You should be ready down there.
Okay, hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Is you got the monitor going?
No, that's a reason we're trying to do it by telephone, because we have some technical problems with that, with our, on our end.
All right.
I don't think if we do it that way, I don't think you can hear us.
I'm going to go get him. I'll put him on the phone here then.
Okay, that's the problem that we've been having all day today with our situation on our end.
I'll go get him real quick.
Okay, I see him, yeah, but I don't think he can hear us.
I want you to work.
Hello, can you hear us?
No.
Can you hear us, sir? No, he can't hear us.
No, I think he will do it, but, yeah.
No, this is not working. We got to get somebody to do something. What our situation is with this.
Okay, here he is.
Okay, sir. Hello, sir?
Hello.
The Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so please hold on.
Okay.
Okay, sir, would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
John Anthony Pickle, 17-240.
Thank you, sir. We are going for the Honorable Board of Executive Clemency in reference to your committee supervision. Application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct the hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. And also, we apologize for making the way around so long, sir, but we have technology problems, as you can see when we answered the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself.
Okay, I'm swearing you and Mr. Turner in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or be you so affirm?
Yes.
I do, and I need to make an amendment. In the warrant itself, there is a discharge form in addition to the discharge letter that is not documented on the front page under other. So it would be a TLC discharge form dated 6-7-2018.
6-7?
Yes. Let me double check.
Because your mind says a TLC letter dated 6-10-2018.
Yes, there's the TLC letter dated 6-10, but there's also a discharge transfer form in there dated 6-7-18.
A TLC discharge
form, correct.
And it was 6-6-7-18. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so you're hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. Phase one will determine the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, and in phase two will determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on the warrant. After I read it, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. Okay, so here we go. Allegation number one is violation of order one condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2202 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about June 7, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. You were not sworn in unless you were a scoundrel from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
It's true that I was going to a different halfway house.
Okay. We're going to move this to phase two, so I'll hang on a second, sir. Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Pickle, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, has violated terms and conditions of supervision, and that he may have lapses and not lapses in the current ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, moving it out. Right. Okay, so we're moving to phase two. And during phase two, you'll have an ample opportunity to explain that situation with halfway house. But before we actually get started, Mr. Kern's going to give some background information, so stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you. Mr. Kern.
Mr. Pickle was released from ADC custody on 6/5/2018 and arrested on 7/15/2018 by Scottsdale PD. No charges were noted. He returned back to ADC custody on 7/15/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 111/2019 with 38 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior conviction, 2002, commitment A, count one, dangerous drug violation, 6 years, 6 months. 2002, commitment A, count two, dangerous drug violation, 6 years, 6 months. 2009, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2011, TIS release, absconded for 15 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate with theft and smuggling contraband noted. Other arrests, 1998, burglary third degree, Arkansas felony conviction probation. 2000, burglary second degree, Arkansas felony conviction probation. 2015, dangerous drug violation, Missouri, unknown. Has a GB score of G5, V5.
Thanks, sir. Okay, Mr. Pickle, we're going to go on to a summary of your case supervision.
Okay.
So, January 2018, you approved the evaluate at Transitional Living Community, UCLC. 2202 East Yacht Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on June 7th, 2018. He left TLC and he would not return since. No other placement has been approved. So, where did you go when you left TLC?
Say it one time, sir.
Pardon me?
I didn't understand.
Well, so where did you go when you left TLC?
I was trying to find better living areas.
Okay, so you didn't like the conditions at TLC and trying to find some a better place to be? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because they had bedbugs and everything like that, and they wouldn't let me get out and go to my job I had.
Okay, well, yeah, there are similar things about working, where you go, where you go. Are based on the program you're supposed to take and everything. Did you ask your PO about changing residence?
I couldn't get in contact with him. I must have had the wrong number in my phone.
Did you really think about going to the parole office to talk to him?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't trying to leave him for anything. I actually wanted to do my parole.
Okay, did you have any employment right now?
Yeah, but I had an interview at Trustpad on the very next day.
Okay, why wouldn't you, what was the problem with TLC letting you go to work?
Because they said I couldn't go anywhere because I had to be there for 3 days. I tried to explain to them that I did have a job and everything, but they wouldn't let me leave. That's why I was trying to find a better living area where I can go to work.
Okay. But the program requires a certain amount of, not really lockdown, but you have to stay there doing the program and do what they tell you to do, and it's a transition, that's why they call it transition.
Yeah, because I was at the second chance program for ADC, and they had me a job here very next day. That's why I was saying, I don't know, they wouldn't let me go.
So this job that you had, was it something that if you would have stayed at TLC for that whole 30 days that you still would have had the job?
Yeah, it would let me leave.
Well, no, okay, but I mean, what I'm saying is you got a job real quick. It sounded like you knew somebody somewhere, which is a good thing. You know, I mean, if you got contact and get a job, that's much better than having one of those streets. But usually if it's somebody that you know well enough to get that, that first date, they usually are knowing well enough to say, okay, you gotta follow some rules for, you know, for your growth. So come back in 30 days and we'll still give you the job. Would you, if you'd done 30 days at TLC without going to work, would you still be able to have that job?
I might have. I'm not sure, sir.
Okay. And I mean, and I know that at that time it wasn't something you would have thought to ask them, and I understand that. And I will commend you for wanting to work. That's, you know, the idea that you want to work, that you have a job, that's not, you know, a bad thing. It's just that it interferes when you first get released. You got to follow some rules so that we can make sure that you reintegrate with society without any problems.
All right.
Okay, so since you didn't have another one to go to, where did you stay for that one? Like 28 days you were out there? Where did you stay?
I stayed with a friend in Tempe.
Okay, so you were on the streets though?
Yes,
it's a place to. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that's a good thing, too. You weren't to have to be homeless for that whole time.
Right.
Okay. All right, let me see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay, no questions from my fellow board members.
Mr. Turner, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Turner's got some information for us.
Yes, I'd like to give some information for the record. The offender was released on 6/5/2018 from ASB Lewis and did report to the South Mount Parole Office for his intake visit. During that visit, he was given a next report for an in-office face-to-face contact visit on 6/14/2018, which he never reported for. And I do not see any indication in here that the parole officer had any contact with him after the initial contact.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Pickle, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion, make a determination in a couple of minutes. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Give us any other information you think might be important to our decision. We just ask that you don't cover the information we've already discussed. And that's strictly a time management thing. So now is your opportunity. If you have anything else you'd like to tell us.
And I stayed drug free out there too. And that was one of my biggest things. But I just would like to have a second chance as far as to keep my job. All right. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Before we go into the discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves, making a determination. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. Well, we ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can hear the whole conversation, and once we've made a decision, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir?
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Pickle has a history, it looks like a history of drugs and aggravated assaults. He's not really have a lengthy record, but he's got drugs and things that support drugs and all that. And I understand that having an issue with the halfway house is something that some people can't deal with, but he should make a better effort to talk to his people about placement at a better location. And because he didn't do that, he absconded for 38 days. And although he says he's working, and I don't believe him that he was, and he was drug free, we don't know exactly what he was doing. And I really do hope he was being drug free for a considerable amount of time, didn't do it when he was out. But because of the abscond time, I am just not seeing him as a good candidate for the Attorney Community Supervision, but I'm willing to listen to any discussion from my fellow board members at this time.
I agree.
Okay, so based on all the information, number 2018W1701, Mr. Pickle's testimony, and the information from Mr. Turner, Department of Correction, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Pickle as he was delinquent, violated term condition of supervision, and had lapse or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or probation.
Second.
Agree. Motion myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. So the board is willing to revoke your community supervision at this time. We do hope that you can put yourself together a plan in the remaining time so that when you get out, you can hopefully convince those people to give you that same job back, but that you can stay drug-free and become a productive citizen and not end up back in Orange and in front of a board again. So we do wish you the best of luck. This will be your hearing, sir, and put the CO3 back on the phone, please.